Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with one of Max's top 10 finalists, Sean Fisher. Sean, how are we doing today?
I'm great, mate. It's good to be with you.
Mate, I'm excited to spend a little bit of time chatting with you about your experiences with the Max's Challenge. But mate, look, just a couple of days ago, you found out that you were in the top 10 finalists in that May Challenge. What has the past couple of days been like for you?
Mate, it's a little bit surreal because it was something that I was aiming for, but there were so many competitors this time that did so well that I didn't quite know if I did enough to get there. And I obviously did, but it's really been surreal more than anything.
Amazing, man. Look, you should be so proud of what you achieved. You know, looking at your photos, you just blew me away. I think you should be, yeah, so proud of the effort that you put in. And I know that you've inspired so many people, maybe within your circles, but then also within our challenge. So that, I thank you, man. You know, you should be just so, so proud. Look, Sean, I know a little bit about you having read your profile, but there are some people who might not know who you are. So would you like to give us a little bit of an introduction, maybe telling us where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Sean?
Okay, so I'm a Boilermaker, but I am now a supervisor. I have three children, 14, 9, and 3. I live in North Queensland. There's not much more to say about it really, mate. My life's very different because of the challenge, but that's pretty well it. I work and I spend lots of family time and yeah.
Beautiful.
That's about it.
Yeah. No, I love it. So you're up in North Queensland, got a couple of kids, you're working in a Boilermaker, but now in a kind of a managerial position. And
more in the managerial role. So
yeah. No, beautiful. Well, look, man, you know, talking about the challenge, my understanding is that you've done a couple of challenges with us. Is that right?
I have. I've done three. So my first one was the May challenge last year. Mm-hmm. And the reason I did that was because one of my friends got into the top 10 also. He got first runner-up in one of the seasons, and I thought, well, I'm going to have a crack at it. And I got top 50 the first time, and then I had a break for a little bit, and then I decided again to go again into another 12-week challenge, and then I got top 50 again, and I thought, I'm going to back it up with a third challenge. So, and then obviously the top 10 finished this time.
So this was the third challenge, this one that we just did.
It was a third challenge, yes.
And you kind of alluded a little bit about to why you chose to start that first challenge, which was last year.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit of a story about what kind of made you want to come back for that second challenge and that third challenge? Like, were you feeling like you were on a bit of a roll, or did you have that competitive side of you come out and you wanted to give it another go to get into that top 10? What made you kind of want to come back and continue to do the challenge?
I'm a very, very competitive person. Like, I enjoy the challenge. I enjoy the challenge and seeing how great that everyone else is doing and seeing someone else that's just maybe that little bit further and more advanced than myself and making myself want to push harder to get to the same results that what they've had.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Now, I love that competitive side. Did you have a background in like competitive sports or something growing up?
I have played sport my whole life, mate. Everything you could think of, I've played it pretty well. Like, I love it. I love being active all the time. And it's just when we had the kids, it's just life sort of gets in the way sometimes. And you just forget that we probably should be exercising more than what we do.
Yeah.
It got the better of me, mate. And I got very overweight very quickly. And yeah, the challenge has helped me turn that around. So,
yeah. Well, look, Sean, you're not alone. I've interviewed many previous top 10s and that narrative comes up a lot where we were fit and active when we were younger. We all are. We're in our teens, we're in our 20s, like we were going out, playing sports, all those things. But then life gets in the way. We start having kids, we start working full time, we start doing those things and that weight slowly kind of creeps on. If we were to jump into like maybe a time machine and go back to this time last year where you're thinking about signing up to that first challenge, you've kind of mentioned that your friend kind of did it before and you wanted to give it a crack, but were there any other things that kind of attracted you to make a change into your body? Was it maybe you caught yourself in a reflection and going, "Ooh, Sean, you should do something about this." Or did you see a photo of yourself? What kind of led up to that decision?
So it's funny you say that. I have a hard time. So if we go to a swimming pool or a swimming hole, I have a hard time taking my shirt off and going for a swim. I always have done, even still now, mate, I'm not that person. And when you look in the mirror and you're in a double XL and a triple XL shirt, it's just time to stop. Something's got to change because I don't want to live till 50. I want to live till I'm 100. Mm-hmm. And that's what's got to change. It's got to be the exercise and food. So that's pretty well the main drive. Like, I want to be able to play sport with my kids and help them be better as they grow up, not have them get to that point where I was.
Yeah, I love that so much, being an inspiration for your kids and being fit and healthy so that you could be there for your kids' lives and then your grandkids, right?
Yeah, that's right, mate. Yeah, we only get one life, hey?
Yeah, I love that. Look, man, I want to talk a little bit about challenges. Every challenger has their own unique challenges while doing the challenge. So could you talk to me a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced over this past 12-week period of doing the May Challenge?
Motivation, mate. Because sometimes the motivation just, because I was working out, I work out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I play cricket Thursday nights. And by the time the end of the week comes around, I just want to sit back and relax. But then when I do sit back and relax, I'm like, oh, I should have gone and worked out. And I feel so much better for working out too. I guess that was the hardest part for me, was to try and, I don't know how to say it, balance between having downtime and being active. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah, no, I totally understand what you're saying here. So yeah, it's kind of like you have this urge, like you kind of need to do something, but then you also feel like, oh, well, I've kind of worked all week. I kind of just want to like relax for a moment. I want to maybe just play with my kids or just kick back or whatever like
just
that.
Just kick back, yeah.
No, I get that.
So one of the routines that I did go through, and I try to do it once a week, we have a set of stairs that are just up the road from us, and they've been designed specifically for people to go and run up and down. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple times there where I got up and down them a few times, and I was just, by the end of it, I was just starting to get a bit dizzy, and I was like, oh, I better stop because I think I'm going a bit much. So it was that, it's trying to find that happy balance where I'm not pushing too hard and as well.
Yeah. This is actually a really interesting point that you bring up. When we are on something like the challenge, a 12-week hard and fast program, or a new 6-week challenge coming up, it's really focused as hard. And what happens is individuals will give it their all, where they'll go really hard at things. What then happens is once that fatigue sets in, the response of our body in our mind when we face fatigue is that we want to just sit on the couch. We want to just kick back. We want to just almost give up. Our motivation goes flat because we're just tired. And our response is, or our brain's response is like, oh, motivation low, bang. And then we're tired.
Yes.
And it's a similar narrative I see all the time, Sean, where people go hard on the challenge and then they get tired, they lose their motivation, and then they're up to week 5 and they're like, all right, challenge over. And it's amazing that you have this competitive side. So it sounds like you want to go hard, but then you also have this kind of balance where you go, well, I can't go too hard or you're not going to make it to the very end, right?
Yeah. So I did struggle a lot in week 10 and 11. I really, really hit that wall this time. And week 10, 11 was like, wow. Because just the energy too, like I maybe because my intake wasn't enough for what I was doing as well. And that was my own fault too sometimes, because, for example, I went away one weekend for sport during the challenge and I missed a couple of meals. And it wasn't on purpose. It was just because I was playing sport all weekend and I just didn't get a chance. And it wrecked me. Like I had to have 2 days off for doing nothing because I was just so exhausted. It just to understand how much nutrition has to play in it as well.
Yeah. Well, look, talk to me a little bit. When you did feel like you were really unmotivated, is the word I'm going to say, unmotivated, and you didn't want to do anything, like you didn't want to go to do the stairs that nearby, or you didn't want to go and train, or you didn't want to go maybe just do your steps, or you didn't want to go and do your meal prep or anything like that. What did you do to kind of build yourself up to go and do something? What did you do to get out of it? What did you do to like build yourself up again?
So most of the time, mate, it was either getting on the page, so the Maxine or Maxine's support page, and just jumping on there and having a look and just seeing what everyone else is doing at the time. And they're all like, oh, get up and go to the gym, or it's hump day, just get up and do something. And most of the time it was enough to get me off the chair.
I like that. Yeah, using that community that we have in the challenge to kind of motivate you to go and get going, right?
Yes. Yep. That's right. And obviously my mate that was that previous challenge, first runner up he was, and he's a big motivator in what I do too. So give me a ring when he's home to kind of go and work out. And I work out at night time too, because I don't have the time in the morning. I get up by the time I come home, my partner goes to work, and then I start working out once she gets home. So most nights I'm not working out till 7:30, 8:30 at night. So it's sometimes it's very hard to fit in.
Yeah. And I can imagine working full time, you've got your kids there as well, and then you're trying to fit in the gym as well, and you're training later into the evening. What was it like trying to make time to go and train, especially like trying to balance that time with your partner? Did you have to have conversations with her and go, this is what I'm trying to do and make life fit around the challenge? Like, what was that like?
Oh, I don't stop talking about it. She yells at me all the time. She's like, you got to stop. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm constantly talking about it. Everything that I do, every aspect of it. I like to talk to people about what's going on or anything regarding the fitness side of it, food side of it, everything really. I can't stop.
I love it. You're one of our challenges. It's great. Yeah. Look, Sean, I want to talk a little bit about change. Okay. So again, if we're going back in our little time machine, going back to the first challenge you did last year to now, if you were to compare those two versions of yourself, can you speak a little bit about how your life has changed since doing the challenge?
Okay. Yeah. So the first challenge, it was out of the blue, the first challenge. I just woke up one morning and with my friend in my background telling me I should have a go at it. And I just decided to do it. It was sort of a knee-jerk reaction. And I did great in that first challenge. I lost quite a bit of weight. I think I lost 17 kilos in that first one.
Wow, amazing.
Compared to now, I think this time when I went into it, I was very new then to working out. Like I always thought you had to go with heavy weights and you had to be there all the time. And between now I understand that that's not the case. It's just that happy medium. And as long as I stay active, then it makes a huge difference. I enjoy going to the gym now. I go down there and I see other young fellas down there doing things that are not quite right. And I can't help myself. Go over to them and say, hey, look, you're not quite doing it right.
I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. And, you know, again, that's a similar story that I've seen in my career as a personal trainer, as a coach, where we want to go to the gym. We want to like change our body composition. We want to get stronger. And the first response is, gosh, I want to live in the gym now. I want to do 3 hours a day, every single day, because that's what Arnold did back in the day. I want to lift all the heavy things because that's what that guy is doing in the corner. I want to look like that guy. And that's not what we need to do. That idea of you got to go really hard or no pain, no gain sometimes is a little bit limiting, because if you go so hard that you hurt yourself, if you go so hard that you're so tired that you can't keep going, like, oh gosh, like that's not sustainable, right?
And no, it's not.
That's what we've learned over our experience with the challenge, right, Sean?
Yes, so that is a big part of it. Yes, that balance. I got back to that balance. Yeah. So yeah. Knowing our limitations, I suppose, because you're right. If I went too hard, which I did a couple of times, and I did injure myself once throughout it, I did some damage to my knee, and I'm not even sure how I did it. And it was a pain in the butt, really, but. And if I think back now, maybe if I went a little bit easier, then I might have got a little bit even better results if I had have not tried to go as hard as I did. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, I like that. I like that analogy. A little bit like Goldilocks, right? You got to be not too hot, not too cold. You got to get it like just right, which is a delicate balance, hey?
Yes.
And especially, let's say yourself coming from a bit of a sporting background, gosh, you probably know how to like go hard, like you know how to push yourself, you know, have that competitive edge in a game of cricket or footy or something like that. You know, when the game's on, you know how to turn it on, right? What was it like when you were in the gym and let's say your experience with your knee pain, what was it like managing that, then overcoming that, knowing that you wanted to go so hard in this direction, but you kind of had to maybe pull yourself back a little bit, manage that knee pain, but then still continue with the challenge. What was that kind of balance like for you?
So once I realized what was affecting my knee, so like in the joint so much, what I did was I pulled back the weight for what I was doing. Like I still continued to do leg day, but I refrained from doing deadlifts and stuff like that for the time being, or the leg press, because it just puts that much pressure on my joint. Mm-hmm. And went back to not so intense leg workouts. And I figured it would help it get stronger quicker by keep using it rather than just not use it.
I like that. That's the best advice that I could give anybody. And you just said it, that if you are experiencing an injury, gosh, one of the worst things that we could do is just completely rest it. And one of the best things to do is just to keep it moving. And we can always regress an exercise, right? We can go a little bit lighter. We can make the exercise a little bit easier. So for example, if the squat is too complex and painful, great. A leg press is perfect. The leg press is too much. All right, let's go into something like a leg extension. If that's too much, all right, what about just to sit on the chair and stand back up? We can always kind of regress it to make it that little bit easier, which sounds like you've done. And are you experiencing any knee pain now?
No, not at all.
Perfect.
No, not at all. So I think it was just because I overdid it one day there. And the second half of the week for me is my biggest part of the week. I think every challenger might have that too, where there's a certain part of the week might be the biggest part of the week for the challenge, so to speak. And for me, it's the second half because I play sport of the two nights and the weekend, being able to get out and be active all day. So like I was working out twice a day on the weekends, and then the Monday, Tuesday is more of a light. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Look, I just want to talk a little bit about the food side of things, the nutrition side of things, and talking about the home environment. I'm talking about being in the family. We've got kids. We've got your partner. What was it like come, let's say, dinner time? Were you guys all eating the same food, or were you choosing to have different meals? Like, what was that environment like?
So I'll skip back to the first challenge because my partner did it with me and it made it so much easier. It was just so much easier for the food because she was able to do meal prep and so on and so forth. And we were both doing the healthy option. But this time it was, I suppose the hardest part was when I'm on my way home and she rings me and she's like, "Hey, I don't feel like cooking tonight." And I'm like, "Yeah, all right, what do you want? What am I missing out on tonight?" And I enjoy my food, mate. I really do. And that was a struggle. It really, really was.
Yeah.
Up until the challenge, this is going to sound weird, but I'd never eaten a salad.
Yeah.
Never. And now I can't not have it. So.
Tell me, what's your go-to salad?
I like pumpkin with some beetroot, walnuts, and spinach leaves.
That sounds good.
That's my pick. Yeah.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
I like it a lot too. So. I got it up when we were up in the shopping center one day and they had it in there and I thought, well, I saw it there and I'll come home and I just made it myself instead of paying for it. So it was, yeah.
No, so good. So you're saying that at times you were having different meals to your family? Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's unavoidable, really. There were a couple times where I was naughty throughout the challenge. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it happens. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just go that little bit harder on the treadmill the next day. But most of the time, it was pretty well the same thing. It's just my portion size would be very much different to theirs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because my partner is quite a healthy eater anyway. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a bit easier.
Yep. Yep. And I think that you nailed it where it's all about, firstly, like portion sizes. Like you could have exactly the same meals as your family. That could be spaghetti bolognese. That could be burgers. That could be homemade pizzas. Or whatever we're having at home. You just need to scale the serving sizes accordingly and you can enjoy that meal with your family, which is perfect. And then the second thing you said, well, actually, I think you said it first, where we're all going to make mistakes. We're never going to be perfect. And for every person that I see that says online that their nutrition is 100%, gosh, I call bullshit straight away because nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect.
No.
Everybody listening here, we're not perfect. And that's okay, right? It's okay that we're not perfect because we're human, okay? But it's all about what we do next, because if you went out and got that ice cream or you went out and ate that kebab, whatever you ate, it's very easy to turn that into a bit of a slippery slope and then we end up eating all the things. Or you can stop yourself and go, okay, I've enjoyed this cookie. I've enjoyed this glass of Coke or whatever it is. And then now I'm going to go back onto the challenge and stay on track, right?
Yes,
and I think that's so important. Even just saying that I enjoyed this and then I moved on. Okay. So that's okay. I like that you said that, Sean.
Yes, because for me, for anyone in the future challenges, really, if you would really desperately want to eat it, just eat it. Just eat it because it's not going to kill you. Just
You remind me of that Weird Al Yankovic song, "Just Eat It." You know, just eat it. Yeah. And you're right. Without getting too sciencey right now, there's some interesting studies that look at willpower. Okay. And it's suggested that humans only have a finite amount of willpower. We're slowly breaking down. So if you've got that cookie staring at you all day, every day, imagine if you work at an office and you're working at a computer desk and there's a cookie sitting next to you all day, every day, you only have so much willpower before you grab that cookie and eat it. Right.
Yeah.
So, of course, ideally, we don't want to be having that cookie every day. And if your job is having that cookie in front of you, oh gosh, like we do need to modify our environment so that we don't succumb to that temptation of in front of us. Okay. And it's actually closely linked to kind of our overall fatigue level. So if you've been working 9 to 5 all day and you're tired, your willpower is super low. So when you go home and if that cookie is sitting at your kitchen table, geez, you have to be of iron will to avoid that because you're going to eat that. And I know I've done it. I know you've probably done it. I know everybody listening here has probably done it where it's there in front of us. So I think the main takeaway is that ideally we don't want to, But if that's what's on your mind all day, every day, okay, maybe it is wise to say yes, enjoy yes. it, and then move on, right?
And then move on, yes.
That's right.
Don't beat yourself up. It's not the end of the world. No.
No. And sometimes that constant restraint, so if you constantly say no, 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 no to everything, the first time that you have a little taste of something, we go through what's called disinhibition, where we've been inhibiting ourselves for so long. And then as soon as we have that little taste, oh gosh, the fireworks are on and you just consume everything. And maybe you've experienced this yourself, where if you've been dieting for 6 weeks, 12 weeks, and as soon as you have that little taste of something that you know you shouldn't have, we lose all our self-control. So sometimes it might be more strategic to, hey, if you want that cookie, eat that cookie, move on. So then the next time you have that cookie, you stop at one rather than eating 20. Yeah.
You know, it is very funny you say that, because my daughter's birthday was 2 days after the challenge finished.
Yeah.
And I ate half the cake. I ate half of it.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. I had a little bit and that's it. I ate half of it.
Did you enjoy it?
I really, really did. It was so good.
Yeah. My question, and I don't mean it to be a loaded question, how did you feel after you had that cake?
Yeah, it's funny you say that too, because my partner, I thought it would have affected me more than it did too. My partner seems to think maybe I have a bit of a high threshold for the sugar, because as much as my diet was pretty stringent, is the one thing throughout the whole 12 weeks I just didn't have, except for natural sugar. Mm-hmm. I cut it completely out of the diet because I just, it was just something I wanted to stick to. Of all the things to pick, of the one thing that I like the most. And yeah, I didn't feel as bad as I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
But in saying that, I think more because I overate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard to stop.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to work out tomorrow. I'm just having a break. I'm eating this thing. Nothing's stopping me. So
then, again, I hope it's not a loaded question, but then the next day, what did you do after you enjoyed that half the cake? Did you, the next day, you went for a swim? Okay, great.
I did.
And then
yes.
Did you continue to eat the other half of the cake the next day?
No, I did not. No, that was my one get out of jail free for a little while, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And then now, the challenge being over, what is your food like at the moment? Are you still kind of following some of the guidelines that we have in the challenge, or have you just been eating a little bit ad lib? What's it been like?
The first week, yeah, I was a little bit naughty and pretty well, just if I wanted it, I just would eat it. But now I've reined it back in, because what I tend to do, and I think this is what's got me in trouble in the past, is that overeat. And I don't do it on purpose. It's just that sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I'm still a bit hungry. I'll go back and I'll have some more. But then I should have just waited a little while, because I really had had enough. And that's what got me into trouble in the first place. And I suppose throughout the whole challenge, and all three of them really, I never felt that way. I never felt like I've overeaten, and I never really felt hungry either. So It just goes to show that you don't have to go back for that second bowl full of food. You can just enjoy what you've got.
Yeah. I'm with you with that, man. Like, that's my biggest challenge, is that I'm often going for that second bowl, and I'm the coach of the challenge. Like, I have flaws as well. So yeah, for me, I used to eat on like a regular size dinner plate, and my go-to would be I'd eat the plate and then I'd kind of always go for seconds and then I'd have two plates, right? But then now I choose to have like a smaller bowl. So then I kind of put less food on my bowl, and then when I go for my second serving, it's less food. So that's kind of equal one like plate that I used to eat previously. So it's a little bit of like a mental game that I know that I'm playing on myself, but I tend to eat less and feel more satisfied after my food by having smaller bowls. But that's a little tip that I threw in there.
Yeah, yes. That's a good tip really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
look, Sean, from here, I want to talk a little bit more about advice or tips. At the moment, you've achieved this amazing result, and I'm sure there's many people reaching out to you either within your social circles or maybe online and are asking you for advice. So if someone came to you and they were about to start the challenge themselves, or maybe about to start their own fitness journey themselves, what advice would you give that person?
So I suppose what I said before was it's a marathon, not a sprint. When you download the workout plan, if something's not suited to you, then just change it up. As long as you're doing something and you're being active, then it's working for you. And you will feel better eventually. Don't expect to do it the first week and just come out the other end and be exactly where you want it to be. It does take time, but it's worth the effort.
I like that. That's really good advice. And you're right. When we first see like our training plan, let that the training plan that you're going to get when you're on the challenge or a training plan you find online, the first couple of times we do that program, oh gosh, like you feel like a baby giraffe sometimes. You're like, you don't know how it all works. You might be new to these types of exercises, and that's completely normal. And you're right. If you gave it a little bit of time, you would kind of adapt to it. You get better at it. And that's when you can start adding a little bit more weight to the bar and such and feel the strength starting to grow. Hey?
Yes. Sometimes I'll get down to the gym, even still now. I went down last night and I was a little bit like a deer in the headlights because I had a whole week off. Like I hadn't been for a whole week. And I just got down last night and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I just sat back down for 10 minutes in the chair and then I decided where I was going to go and away we went. You don't always have to go in with a plan. Just go down there and see what happens when you get there. Yeah.
I like that. Turning into a little bit of a kind of a little bit of recreation time, a little bit of hobby time where you're not completely following something super structured. You go there, maybe you want to feel like doing some bench press today, maybe some bicep curls, maybe walk on the treadmill for a little bit and then away you go. I like that approach. It allows for that freedom, allows for that flexibility and allows for a little bit of enjoyment to be like, oh, well, yeah, I kind of want to do a little bit of overhead press. I like that. Let's do that. That's cool.
Yes. Mm. Yes. There was a couple of the challenges throughout. I can't think of her name at the moment, but she was a big inspiration to me throughout it too, because I would constantly see what she was doing. And sometimes she'd go and run a 5K in 20 minutes. I'm like, holy hell, like that's moving. That's a good effort. And I'd try and use that on the treadmill for myself. Like I'm not going to run 5K on the treadmill any day. But it's just that inspiration to see that what they're doing and use, I suppose, their achievements to help yourself along.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. And I even turned to that Facebook support group, the Max and Maxine official Facebook support group. And I see individuals posting on there and heck, I get inspired. It's awesome. Same as on Instagram. So those who tag the Max and the Maxine challenge. And then of course on the journals on the challenge website, going through everyone's story is just amazing to see. And it inspires me. It makes me keep on going. And it's made you keep on going and you're in the top 10. And you know what, Sean, you're going to be that inspiration to other people now.
Yeah. So I've obviously joined again and I'm going for the 6-weeker again. So we'll see how we go again this time.
Yeah. Well, look, maybe that competitive side continues to come out where now we're striving for that top 3, right?
Oh, that. Well, it's funny you say that. I want to win, so I'm going to keep going until I do. So, yeah, I'm going to keep trying. Just, 6 weeks and I have to go real hard this time. Like, with obviously not too hard because I don't want to burn myself out. But, yeah, it's going to be a different challenge. I'm curious to see what their training plan and all of that is when you guys upload it on there this time.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'm excited to present it to everybody. Well, look, Sean, let's wrap it up there, my friend. Thank you so much for donating your time to be part of the Challenge podcast. And thank you for inspiring so many people out there, guys and girls, you know, within your own social circles and then online as well to, you know, live a better life, to lose a little bit of weight, eat better food, train hard and do all the good things. So, mate, thank you for making my job easy and thank you for being you.
No worries, man. It's been great. It's a great challenge. Yeah, and obviously going to keep doing it. Like you said, I'm there to help too. If anyone has any questions or anyone that's local to their area and wants to work out, I'm happy to help. So,
I love it. North Queensland, whereabouts are you?
Mackay. I'm in Mackay. So, yeah.
And you're okay if someone was to message you on somewhere like a Facebook or something like that?
Yes, I'm more than happy. I like having somebody there. I mean, I don't know how many other people like that, but I enjoy working out with somebody else just so that if you want to go that little bit heavier, you got someone there just to help you. Or if you just don't think you got that little bit in you, there's someone there beside you, just go, you know, you can push that little bit harder. Like having that support right there beside you is a massive help.
Oh, beautiful. Love it so much. Thank you so much, Sean.
No worries, mate.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.